Here's what one woman found when she did the experiment.
I grew up with parents who seemed to want a certain kind of daughter. Quiet, unassuming, talented but modest, respectful, smart but humble. I thought that in order to get their love and approval, I needed to be that person. It was a hard game to play, but I learned the rules well, and it looked like I was the good daughter they wanted. I learned that to get people to like me, I had to figure out what they wanted and pretend to be that person. This seemed to be very effective, especially once I started to attract the opposite sex. From age 15 to 25, I managed to make many boys and men fall in love with me. It was always dramatic and interesting, but I personally never felt very involved. Once I got his attention, I'd complain that he didn't love the real me, and I'd move on. One man broke the pattern. He didn't respond to the probes I designed to find out what he wanted me to be. He didn't even seem to notice them. He just watched and listened to me. I knew he was falling for me, but I couldn't figure out his angle. I didn't know how to act or who to be. When I burst into tears at a fancy restaurant, he took me out to the car and held me while I cried. He didn't even try to make me explain. Of course, that would have been impossible at the time. One night, our plan was for me to go to his apartment for dinner and spend the night. He called that evening to say that he'd had an exhausting day at work. He wanted to call it an early night and go to bed, and he'd see me tomorrow. I felt furious and rejected. But I said, "No problem, I'm tired too." Then I got all dressed up and went out to a dance club with every intention of attracting some other guy to even the score. But when I got to the club, I just sat there and began to question what had happened. He rejected me. He's playing games with me. I saw that I didn't really believe this. I realized that I was the one playing a game and that I didn't have to. I didn't have to win. Relief flooded my whole body and the music began to move right through me. I found myself leaping onto the dance floor alone, literally dancing for joy. I danced for hours, crying, sweating, and laughing. This is the experience of love that I relived when I did the experiment. When I look inside myself, this is my experience of love. I can stop struggling. I can stop being scared. I can just be.